Welcome to another edition of the Exo News Bulletin Podcast, where we present the audio version of bullet points posted on the exonews.org website, summarizing a recent UFO or extraterrestrial-related internet article. I'm Duke Brickhouse, Chief Editor of the Exo News. Be sure to like the show, subscribe, comment, and share. Today's article is from February 1st, 2020, entitled, Before Roswell, the 1941 UFO Incident at Cape Girardeau. It was written by Susan Lighton and originally posted on the 1428elm.com website. For a link to the original article, visit exonews.org. Because of the national attention that the 1947 UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico received, and the extensive government cover-up thereafter, most people believe that Roswell was ground zero for the UFO frenzy that took over the country during the 40s and 50s. Not so. In 1941, a UFO crash incident occurred in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Officials at the Cape Girardeau crash site called on local Reverend William Huffman to come and give last rites to the crash victims. When Huffman arrived, he found a chaotic scene that included police and firemen emergency personnel and the FBI. Then he was struck by the sight of the strange craft. It was like nothing he had ever seen before. Huffman was escorted to the interior of the disc-shaped craft. Inside, he first noticed weird lettering, which, in Huffman's mind, was similar to Egyptian hieroglyphics. Then he saw the bodies of the victims. They looked alien in origin, with huge heads, big almond-shaped eyes, slits for their mouths and ears, and no hair whatsoever on their bodies. After Huffman performed his rites, military personnel accosted him and told him to keep quiet about this incident. But Reverend Huffman was so disturbed by what he encountered that night that he shared his experience with his wife and sons. The secret remained within the family until his granddaughter, Charlotte Mann, learned the truth from her grandmother on her deathbed. Charlotte learned that her grandfather had photographic evidence of the alien creatures. Charlotte found images of the scene that night, including one of a deceased extraterrestrial being propped up, and two men were posing on the camera.
This has been an Exo News Bulletin with Chief Editor Duke Brickhouse. Visit our website at exonews.org. Subscribe to this podcast. Exo News is sponsored by the Exopolitics Institute, a U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit educational organization